Hey, you're listening to Sonic Podcast Adventure, the podcast where both hosts have ADHD and are trying their best. My name is Sean Eachson, and I am joined, as always, by...
I am Christian Dobbins, and we are joined by...
I'm Ian Mutchler.
What an honor, first of all.
Wow, thank you.
I think I can speak for both of us that we are both huge fans of your yes. artwork in general.
Grubby the Grape. Oh, thank you.
All of your Sonic posts, from artwork to just silly posts and like gushing over stuff, are just so wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I'm like grinning ear to ear. Obviously, can't see it, but I'm the Fantastic Ian on Twitter. Everybody go follow me, because obviously these rave advertising I just got made me really happy. So go join. But thank you guys for reading my stuff and looking at it. I'm just like, well, I have all these interests and I want to talk about it. And luckily everybody else has these interests too, which is really fun. And especially with Sonic, that I can just talk about forever.
We provide the perfect outlet for everyone who can't shut up about Sonic. So.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. I'm in the right place amongst the right people.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is a Mario podcast.
What? You tricked me? I don't want to talk about Mario. Get me out of here.
So today we're going to do... I guess it kind of lines up. We were going to... You suggested doing Sonic Colors because that's like relevant because they just announced the Ultimate Remaster. But Sonic Generations is what we're talking about today, and it fits because it was also an anniversary game, the 20th anniversary, and we talked about this before recording that it made us feel super old suddenly, that like it was 10 years ago.
Good Lord, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you remember, like, they used a song in the teaser that they did in 2011. They used a song with it. And at one point, I was at college, and they had, like, a little dance beforehand, like, at, like, where the dorms were. And they played the song from the Sonic Generations trailer. And that's all I thought about. I'm like, the Sonic Generations song? Not knowing that, of course, it's, like, a big song. They normally get, like, big songs for their teasers. I'm like, wow, Sonic Generations is really going to be big. Everybody's dancing to it.
Yeah,
that's my one memory of that teaser.
That first trailer was Sonic running, and then Classic Sonic just, like, kind of, like, comes into the side of the screen. Yeah, yeah. What a fucking way to do it. Like,
we were just talking about this a little bit, but, like, if they had released that now, nobody would be happy. Not a single person would be happy. Because when they tried it again for Forces... it was a wet fart. It was like, oh, he's back? It was cute for Generations, but we can keep him gone.
The Jimmy Neutron meme where it's just like, and here's Classic Sonic again.
Classic Sonic with Green Hill Zone.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
The 50th time you've done that, Sega. So,
but at the time, it was dope. At the time, it was great. I was like,
oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. So before we get into Sonic Generations itself, Ian, do you want to tell us a little bit of like your history with Sonic? You know, first game, favorite game, growing up with it, like favorite media, and then also probably your career with Sonic as well.
Yeah. So I had strep throat at one point, and my mom took me to Blockbuster, and she was like, okay, get a game. And I was like, okay, just to keep me occupied. And I picked Sonic Heroes. So that's like the first Sonic game I really remember playing. And then after that, I went back and played all the other ones. Which is kind of nuts because I don't have a large affinity for Sonic Heroes. I'm like, oh, it's fun. But like, I'm, I don't have like that childhood whimsy of like, oh, my first Sonic game. This one's the best one. I'm like, I don't revisit it much.
It's but okay, it was but really it's a cute. Good first game for sure.
Yeah.
It was like all cast.
Totally. Yeah. You see the whole cast and everybody's done in an appealing way. Like I get why people miss like the writing of this era because everyone is like, you know, top trope, you know? And really easy to get into. So that was exciting and fun. And then you go back as easily on the GameCube, right? They re-released so much, right? So then you can play Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, and then, like, the Mega Collections that they did. Like, the GameCube, like, having a GameCube or even just the PS2 or Xbox was great for Sonic fans like, who were just getting into it because you could play all those old games. So when I do tell people, like, oh, my first one was Sonic Heroes, everyone's like, oh, okay. That sounds great.
Are you okay?
Good for you. Yeah, like, and you stuck around? Interesting, okay. Yeah, but I did. Sonic,
No,
go ahead.
Sonic Heroes was my favorite game of the series for a long time. And then, for a long time it was my favorite. And then I grew up and was like, okay, now I see. Like, I still have a lot of fun with that game, but boy, it has a lot of issues.
Yeah.
It does. Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, but it's bright and colorful and
exactly.
It's I want to kind of describe it as like a cereal box of a Sonic game, like a kid's cereal box.
Yeah,
we're like it's definitely like what you want as a child, and then you look at it as an adult. It's like, I mean, I kind of want some sugar, but I probably shouldn't be eating this.
I had a bowl of Lucky Charms this morning, and I felt a little bad. That's the experience of playing Sonic Heroes.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, I don't hold that much ill will, because now we're getting the debates of like, oh, Sonic Adventure 2 versus Heroes. So obviously, like, people are very nostalgic towards it. People really miss a lot of aspects of it that aren't shown in like the modern Sonic games now. So like, I get it, and I do want to be sensitive to it, but I don't hold it in a high regard.
That's
personally
fair.
But I did have fun with it, and when I do revisit it, I am like, why do I not hold it in a high regard? And then you get a little further and you're like, oh, I have to play this 4 more times.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of even Adventure and Adventure 2 kind of have that a little bit, where like, you remember the first early levels because that's as far as you got as a kid and you were bad at video games. Yeah. Right. And then you get a little farther and you're like, okay, a couple of these could probably use some polishing.
Dude, it's kind of sad to think about Adventure 2 in that way as well, because like, I don't revisit any of the later Sonic levels in that game. Like, I don't play Crazy Gadget, I don't play like the Pumpkin one or the Pyramid one. Like, I don't go back to those. Like, I'm always playing like City Escape or Metal Harbor, you know.
The Green final level Green is Forest. Great too. Like, the actual like final boss is fun as hell, cuz you're just rocking out.
Yeah. Of course. So I get why people compare Heroes in Adventure 2, but I'll always have the soft spot for Adventure 2.
Hell yeah. And then you said you played all of them after Heroes, like, and Heroes, or sorry, Adventure 2 sticks out as like the most favorite of that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I played a lot of Adventure 2 Battle, and then I went back and played them on the Dreamcast and everything. And I was like, ooh, I kind of like them on the Dreamcast, especially playing Adventure. I remember when they had like Sonic Adventure DX advertisements at McDonald's, because you can get some McDonald's toys, and I'm like, what is this?
Oh, was it DX or was it Heroes, where you could get like the little like the Game & Watch styled games?
Oh, well, yeah,
those, that was Heroes, and I remember I think I had the Knuckles one as a kid.
I want to see if I can find this little standee, but like, I have such a memory of
a
that
a lot of those are like coveted prizes of collectors.
Oh yeah. There was like, it's that one pose that he does on like the cover, like the Sonic Adventure DX cover, where he's just like looking at you and his hands out a little bit.
Yeah.
It was that, but on like a standee at McDonald's. And I remember that's when I was like, oh, I want that game. But I have no clue if it like tied into like,
hold
food
on,
or
I have to find
like
this now.
I know, I'm so curious, but I'll just talk about my career real quick.
Yes, continue.
I am a storyboard artist in animation, and I guess an outspoken Sonic fan. But the thing about it is that there are a lot of people in the animation industry who like Sonic. Just nobody really talks about it. It's definitely like a, oh, you're a Sonic fan? Okay, we'll talk to each other. Like, we have each other. It's like a little hold hands. Like, we got this. So that's why you see so many, oh my gosh, yes!
That one? Yeah.
Yes! I knew he was tied in with McDonald's. I knew it wasn't crazy. For anyone else who didn't see that, you can just Google it later.
Oh yeah, we add them all to the reply of like the post. But also, I want to share the Sonic Heroes one, because look at how the Tails one is shaped. It's got little tails on the control.
Dude, I love these things.
Yeah, I have flashbacks to playing that Knuckles one.
The Knuckles one is like the one you really remember.
Well, it's the only one I had.
I had the Shadow one.
I think maybe I had the big one.
Wow, maybe? The two best ones, Big and Knuckles.
Wait, is that Billy Hatcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
There was a Billy Hatcher
one.
Somewhere, I think. Yeah, it was like a Sega one, but they made it Sonic. Yeah. What you're saying too, like a lot of people animation with Sonic, like, I mean, look at fucking Craig of the Creek. Like,
oh my God.
Not negative connotation. Yeah. I love Craig of the Creek. But like, man, it's like a Sonic reference, I think, every other episode. And I love it.
Oh, yeah.
He was in OK KO.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That too. Duh. The bigger, more obvious one.
It's incredible. It's incredible they were able to do that. That was a complete surprise. I remember talking to one of my friends at OKKO, and they were like, you're going to like one of the episodes coming up. And I was like, oh, what is it? And then just a smile. And I was like,
oh, man.
Okay. And then like they released it, and I was like, sick.
And then Ian died.
Yeah, then I passed out.
Yeah.
And I didn't wake back up.
So your career with Sonic, you said you were saying?
Yes. So I was a storyboard artist and outspoken Sonic fan, and then Tyson hit me up and he was like, hey, do you want to help me on some of these shorts? And that was such a joy to just be able to touch Sonic and do something with him under Sega's guidelines was such a joy. And working with him, he's incredible. So that's basically where I'm at now with my career with that.
It was Sonic Racing one, right? Specifically?
Yes. Okay. Sorry, maybe I should talk about it. It's the Team Sonic Racing Overdrive ones that were made to advertise for the game. Rest in peace, that game. But that game was fun when it came out, and yeah. I'm still really proud of the shorts. But that's it. That's my rigmarole.
Those shorts are fantastic, by the way. And also, I just love the idea of, like, Tyson has just sliding into your DMs. Like,
oh, my God, that's exactly what it was. I have no clue what I can talk about, what I can't. But, that's exactly what it was. And it was like a, could you imagine, I guess, like, sit down in your shoes for a second, right? And they're like, okay, we have some official Sonic thing for you to do. But it's very nonchalant in a Twitter DM. It was very, like, is this real? Am I going to do this?
Yeah.
Am I on camera? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Am I getting punked?
Yeah. I've had those exact interactions where, like I'll just get, like, a DM just like, hey, do you want to research this? I'm like, this project I really love? Yeah.
Good. Those are the best. Oh, we're in such a weird day and age where that is like, okay, I know that this person can do what I need them to do. And I see them on Twitter. I'll just hit them up there. You know, like professionalism in terms of like.
I mean,
going
that's literally how we got
there.
You like on this show. Because we don't know each other, but we're just. I'm just like, hey, want to gush about Sonic Generations?
And I'm like, yeah, I do. Believe it or not.
which does bring us into the topic. What is your history with the game? Do you remember any when the trailer dropped, when you got it first, and stuff like that?
Yes. I want to talk about Sonic Generation. This is a great idea. When I first got the game, I got it on PS3. I was a PS3 player because I know that there are some differences between the PS3 and 360 versions, but I don't think for generations there were. So I was like, I'm going to get it on PS3. And I remember picking up the game and seeing that it was 3D enabled, right? Like if you had a 3D TV, you could play it on there. And I remember just being like, what?
Oh, God, I remember that era.
Oh, my God. This was like the era of 3D movies were everywhere. And you could buy 3D television, and Sonic Generations released with a little button on it that was like, oh, you can play this on a 3D television if you want. And I never did.
I did.
Yo, can you talk about it? My boy!
Yeah, right, I'll talk about it. I remember I had the game on, I think, Xbox 360, and my dad in our basement had a 3D TV. So I had a bunch of friends over one night. And I brought the Xbox down to the basement, plugged it in, grabbed the 3D glasses and tried it out. And it was horrible blurriness and motion sickness.
What?
No way!
You mean Sonic integrating a new technology badly? What?
Well, it's because like you're using the boost mechanic in 3D, but like I'm assuming maybe something to do with the 3D. Also, this is just me throwing spaghetti at the wall, but like maybe it has something to like it has some effect on the frame rates or something. But I tried it out and was like, oh, I gotta go lay down for a bit.
What? No way! Well, oh there God. You go. I'm so glad I didn't touch it now. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Spreading motion sickness around?
Now, Christian, you terrible. Said you were playing the 3DS version before recording. How's the 3D on that?
Oh, I want to know.
I don't have a 3DS. I have a new 2DS because I never really needed the 3D. But I mean, like...
Which is why your eyes are still intact right now.
the gameplay is just it's Sonic Rush, but like the camera will also slightly turn to like a quarter back angle, not like completely behind Sonic like in 3D games, but it's sort of somewhere between back and profile. The camera will sometimes turn that way, and it gets really, really weird.
Ugh. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, no. it's well, another issue with the DS version is that because of the small screen and Sonic has to take up a sizable amount so you can see him, there will be enemies that just drop down out of nowhere that you run into and you don't have time to react, so you'll just like barge right into them and lose your rings. Or in modern Sonic stages, they're still designed like classic Sonic, so you'll do a boost and then just fall right into a bottomless pit that wasn't Telegraph or anything.
Yeah. Oh, you know,
I played the 3DS version as well, and I don't remember being too inconvenient in that regard. But hearing you say it, I'm like, yeah. The thing that really bugged me were the level decisions, and then giving Classic Sonic a homing attack.
Yes,
like, as soon as he got the homing attack, I was like, oh. I want to put this down.
So there'd be no difference, basically, just lack of boost.
Yeah.
Weird.
It was weird.
I just remembered one more thing before, and we'll get back to Sonic Generations. You also did that Monopoly Gamer promo, and you were dressed as Sonic.
You monster.
Wait, what? Wait, I don't know about this.
A little bit. You were wearing, like, I'm so sorry to bring this up.
How funny. No, what a great day that was. I haven't watched it, but it was such a fun day. My friends over at Sega were basically like, hey, do you want to come up? Well, they weren't my friends at the time. I became friends with them after. They were like, hey, do you want to, like, film this promotional video for us? And I was like, I do. So I just walked over to the Sega offices, and we played Monopoly. And at one point, they offered me a drink. They're like, hey, do you want something to drink? And I was like, yeah, I'd love one. And they're like, well, all we have is Red Bull. And I was like, what? You only have Red Bull here in the office? They're like, yeah, we just have a little fridge full of Red Bull.
Like,
so they gave me a
Sonic
Red Bull.
Move.
So I'm drinking Red Bull and playing Monopoly, one of the most slowest games.
Like, I cannot imagine a more Sonic move than to have only Red Bull at, like, that. If Sonic had an apartment, it would only have a mini fridge with Red Bull and, like, a crate he sits on. Like,
they're all living like Sonic. Oh, they're like, God. We need to really be in tune with the character.
But yeah, you were wearing, was it like just blue jeans and then like a blue shirt and a white shirt underneath, kind like a semi, like a cat, like a Disney bound Sonic cosplay.
That's it. That's it. Yep. That's like, oh, he's Sonic fan adjacent. He's wearing blue. <It's the look. laughs>
I was bringing it up because I was trying to find like your most recent art or a picture of your Sonic art to post later on. But sorry, we'll get back to Sonic Generations now.
Of course. Everyone go watch that Monopoly video and everyone say, hey, Ian did a really good job. And Emmy. Emmy's great too. Yeah. Tell Emmy.
Okay, so basic info for Sonic Generations, I guess, for anybody who doesn't know a bit about it. Came out in November 2011, the year of Sonic 20th anniversary. Development began with a separate team from Sonic Colors because they started after Sonic Unleashed, I believe. Because Colors is before Generations?
Yeah.
It was announced in April 2011, and basically it's just Classic Sonic and regular Sonic are fighting through time together to restore their worlds and timelines and all that stuff.
This was a big deal.
It was.
Because Sonic 4... When did Sonic 4 come out in this grand scheme?
Let's look it up.
Oh, Jesus. But it was like... Oh, 2010. Okay. So
it was a mess.
It was such a mess. But, like... So, to get that style back, people wanted that. Like, to get Sonic 4, and especially when it was on the Wii, because it was one of the first WiiWare games, if I'm remembering correctly. So, people bought it. Everybody had a Wii. So people were experiencing Sonic 4. It was popular enough to where, like, Sega knew, okay, well, we like Classic Sonic. Like, people like Classic Sonic. People want to see him. So to get that teaser and to get, like, oh, Classic Sonic's here and he gets his own gameplay, I remember at the time, and of course hindsight's 2020, but I remember at the time thinking, this is genius. This is going to solve the problem. Modern fans are going to have the gameplay that they want. Classic fans are going to have the fans that they want. Genius. Obviously, now we know maybe it was a mistake because now it's completely divided the fan base. But at the time, I don't know if I really want to blame Generations on it because I'm still high on that game. Every time I play it, I'm like, this is a joy. This is packed full of Sonic goodness.
Yeah, I booted it up for the first time and like since I had gotten it on the Xbox on Wednesday, I think, Christian and I streamed it. And it's a blast. Like, as much as I was dying and as much as Christian was groaning at every single time I died in a dumb way, it's such a blast because, like, modern Sonic, it plays like Sonic Unleashed. Like with a few, you know, needed improvements, and then Classic Sonic plays like Classic Sonic, but like you don't feel like you're slipping and sliding like on a classic 8-bit console.
No, it feels modern.
Yeah, it feels tight. And then also just like the the very idea, like you said, the it is genius. It's a bad idea now, but at the time, it is genius to do a celebration of all, like, the best and most iconic levels. I don't know if they made the right choices in regards to that, like, approach, but they chose some iconic levels, and they gave you two different ways to play it. The way that it was originally played with some modern, with a few updates, and then if it was a classic Sonic 1, you can now play it as modern Sonic, and if it was a modern Sonic 1, you can now play it as classic. Like, how great is that? That's a great way to celebrate and let people replay their, like, favorite nostalgic levels, and then also make it completely not the same.
1,000% agreed. Christian, do you like Sonic Generations?
Yeah, I absolutely love Sonic Generations. Like, when I had it on the 360, it was the game I played the most over and over and over, to the point where I platinumed the game and got, like, every trophy, I got S, yes, on, like, every thing in the game, but
wow.
It was, like, the
you
first game
tricks.
I was like, yeah, Sean, you had to learn how to do those tricks. Yeah, it was, like, the first game I actually went really hard into to 100%, and I just, even when that was done, I just kept playing it over and over and over again, because I absolutely adored it.
It's so sweet, too.
I platinumed it. Oh,
yeah. Wait, who spoke first?
Either one. You go, Sean.
I just said it's short and sweet, too. It's only, like, 9 worlds and then a few boss fights.
I wish it was a little longer. Like,
agreed.
Like, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I would have expected them to do, like, DLC levels or something based on, like, some of the more obscure games or something like that. Or, like, hey, we're going to add in another level from Sonic Adventure 2 that you can play on your own. But,
I mean,
like,
my Pepe Silvia theory here is that, like, they know that Sonic games get bad when the development is crunched, right? So I think they're like, let's shorten it. If we have to cut something, let's cut the amount and not the quality.
That's fair.
Because it's Sonic's 20th fucking anniversary, so maybe
they
pulled it out of the stops, but they shortened the race, you know.
I 1,000% agree. I'm actually looking to see if I platinumed Sonic Generations, because I'm like, oh, I want to brag about that too. This is the place to do it. I'm like, did I do it? I remember I did. So you know what? I think I'm gonna make the call and say that I totally did.
I'll take your word for it. I ain't gonna knock you for that.
Internet
right.
Sleuth,
okay,
please
lying.
Prove whether or not Ian has done.
All right, I looked it up. Great news, I did it. I
hell
did
yeah,
platinum
yeah.
Sonic
yeah.
Generations. Christian, we are in the echelon of better people in the universe.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, Sean, you didn't platinum Sonic Generations. What are we supposed to do?
I have ADHD. I'm bad at video games.
No, I 1,000% agree. I think you can easily see, not easily, but I think you can see where they had to make concessions. But even then, I don't fault it in any regard, because the game is so fun. You know, like, the game is short, and that's okay. There are a lot of city levels, so they could reuse building assets. That's okay. You know, like, do I rather they didn't include Crisis City and included a Sonic CD level?
Or the silver boss?
Is the silver boss good?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
It's not great.
Okay. I don't remember minding it, because they made the shadow boss super confusing and weird.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, if I'm fine with the shadow boss, I have to be okay with the silver boss. Because the shadow boss is still hype. Like, they're playing the song I want to play, I want to hear. They're in the location I want to be in. And, like, I'm seeing Sonic or Shadow do, like, the boost. So I'm like, this is what I want from this experience. But I don't know what I'm doing. Like, why am I following an orb? Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? But in the silver one, at least it made sense. The best boss fight in that game, to me, is the Metal Sonic fight.
It was fun.
Classic one?
That one's fun. I also love how freaking little chibi, like, Metal Sonic is. And
yes! They just swatted him! He's tiny now!
I was so happy seeing the trailer for Rise of the Wisps, seeing Metal Sonic in that, because they haven't used Metal Sonic in a long time, and I really like him, so I don't know. They should use him more. Sonic's got a really good
Rogues Gallery
that they should, like, take advantage of a lot more.
I mean, I'd argue that, like, Sonic, roughly on par with, like, classic comic book heroes in terms of Rogues Gallery.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting the bosses that they did choose for this game, because I don't have a problem with, maybe I have a problem maybe with what they played, but who they picked, I'm like, oh, thank God. You know, yeah. Like Perfect Chaos being a boss fight, I'm like, yep, that's fun. Shadow in there, Silver in there, so Metal Sonic in there.
That does bring me to a question I want to ask both of you. How do you feel about the updates to levels? Not the, like, oh, now it's modern Sonic or now it's classic Sonic. Like, how they originally were, like, the classic Sonic levels, how do you feel about those updates? The modern Sonic levels, how do you feel about those updates? Same thing with the boss fights.
Christian, I'll build off what you say here.
Okay. Well, I feel like because the style of gameplay changed so much now that it was the boost mechanic, they needed to make concessions and change a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
I adore the visuals in so many of the stages. Let's see. It's kind of a hard question. Like,
yeah,
I think my biggest beef is that if it's a game where there's both classic Sonic and modern Sonic, my God, way less 2D platformer areas for Sonic.
That's where yeah. they drop the ball.
Yep.
They, the 2D selection is solid, but Green Hill and Chemical Plant, we've seen how many times. And then Sky Sanctuary is the fun one. Sky Sanctuary, they're all three of them are fun. But Sky Sanctuary, I'm like, oh, I'd go back here. Like, maybe yeah. it's not my pick from Sonic 3 and Knuckles, but I'm like, oh, I'm not mad at this inclusion.
But no, what I was saying was, like, when you're playing modern Sonic, there's, like, some of them are, like, 45% side-scroll.
Oh, I see. You want to totally too hard 3D. On that.
Not totally 3D. They can have a few, but, like, you have an entire different play style for Sonic, right. Classic Sonic, so keep modern, you know?
I see what you're saying.
I completely agree with that, where, like, Classic Sonic already uses the 2D, so modern Sonic doesn't need to switch over, because the whole point of modern Sonic switching over to 2D in the previous games was to harken back to Classic.
But now that you have Classic, classic fans, yeah.
Would you have him... Okay, I'm trying to get on the same page as you guys here, because I'm trying to picture Sonic Generations modern levels of just behind Sonic, never going into a 2D section. So would you want him to control the same, right? Where he's still, like, when he's in the dash, it's the best form of control. When he's out of the dash, he feels kind of clunky. Would you want to keep that control, or would you want to see the control more like Sonic Adventure 2 and then, like, a 3D?
No, I think it still should control how it controls, you know, Sonic Unleashed day level style yeah. with a bit mm-hmm. of an update. But, and there can be side segments, but they shouldn't be the same, like, constrained, like, kind of square, like, a like aspect ratio, you know what I'm trying yeah. to say? Like, They box him in like Classic Sonic instead of just like, oh, now it's turned to the side and there's a few more obstacles. You know what I'm trying to
yeah.
say? Yeah.
No, it's true. No, they do. Yeah, and this is going to sound hypocritical because, like, I judge Sonic Forces like crazy. But Sonic Generations, I never minded when that would happen because I'm just having so much fun. Like, it is like,
yeah.
They convinced me. Like, they showed me, like, hey, like, he's still going to side-scroll, but it's a little different. And I'm like, it is a little different. It's different enough for me, you know? Like, yeah. ooh, I can't press square to spin dash now, you know? Whatever. I didn't mind it as much, but I totally see your point, though. I would like a truly 3D Sonic game. I hope that's what Rangers is.
Me too.
Something that is really interesting to me is the level choices are a lot different in the DS version.
Yeah,
right. Because they remove a couple levels. So, like, in the console version, it was 3 classic, 3 Dreamcast era, and then 3 modern era. In the DS version, it's 3 classic, 2 Dreamcast, and then 2 Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one Rush, and then Tropical Resort from Colors, which Colors on the DS is considered a Rush game, but anyways,
yeah.
It's interesting because obviously the first one, Green Hill Zone, it has to be. The second one is Casino Night Zone, and then 3.
Cool. Yeah, I'm fine with Casino Night. Like, yeah. put in like the slots level. Like, that's fine.
Exactly. 3 is Mushroom Hill Zone, but cool. What I really like is when you play as Classic Sonic in that it's the normal green Mushroom Hill Zone. When you play as Modern, it's Mushroom Hill Zone during the fall. So it's completely orange, and Sonic really stands out on that screen,
yeah,
and I adore yes. how that stage looks.
Yeah, if anyone then, has never seen that level, look it up, the Mushroom Hill 3DS Sonic Generations. It is very pretty, and it's very pretty on the console, too.
yeah, orange isn't really a color that's used a lot in Sonic levels, and no. I think it should be because it helps Sonic pop out on the stage more.
Agreed.
Then there's Emerald Coast from Adventure, and then weirdly enough, the Sonic Adventure 2 stage is Radical Highway, which was Shadow.
What a bizarre choice.
Yeah, and the boss for that is the Bio Lizard.
So weird.
It's so weird. Strange. Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at these pictures of Mushroom Hill Zone. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
isn't it well done?
Yeah, orange is the natural like opposite of like blue, like literally the contrasting color. So like, why not use more of that? It's weird. I guess because Tails like, is, but
oh, they do in the Sonic Adventure 3 or Sonic Advance 3 has that Sunset Green Hill.
Yes,
and everyone talks about that level because it's gorgeous.
I gotta replay those games. I loved those as a kid.
Dude, and that's my big thing, is that, like, I kind of wish these... Because here's the thing. Like, they have Emerald Coast. They have Radical Highway. Like, they do have levels that I want to play. But, like, these aren't better than playing them in Sonic Adventure 2. You know, they're just different. Which is fine, because I think, largely, that's the experience of playing Sonic Generations. It's like, they may not be your favorite version of the level, but they're different. So it's fun, you know? It's like, oh, I'm back, but I'm not really. So, like, that's the experience. But when you take levels that there's no way you're going to do well on the 3DS, right? Like Emerald Coast, it's a bummer. Like, I wish they did take it from more of the portable games. Because seeing some of those in 3D would be really cool. And the fact they haven't re-released any of these advanced games, right? So if they were worried, like, oh, nobody's going to know these advanced levels, they could have re-released it. Everyone would have bought them.
Yeah,
it's a bummer.
I just booted up one last night and streamed it, and it's a blast. Like, and
it's
they're beautiful looking. Even the first one, like the first one has a few issues that I needed to fix, but it looks so good.
It does. They just need to put the ROMs on Switch, and I'll be more than happy.
Yeah, I want an advanced collection so badly. I remember laying in my bed as a kid on my Game Boy. Just playing those games over and over and over.
Yes.
And I loved 3 because of how you could team up different characters. Like, you could have Knuckles and Amy on a team, and I was like, I've never seen that. That's great.
I remember that. I love that. I think, like, because every time there's, like, a new collection release, it's usually just a big sigh because it's, like, it's the same 5 classic games and maybe, like, Sonic the Fighters for no reason. Like,
It's we're getting to an interesting point where, like, like, if Nintendo can re-release Super Mario and everything, and people kind of meme about it, I guess I don't see why Sonic can't do it. But, like, Sonic 1 and 2 are already on the Switch
everywhere.
Two different ways. Like, the Sega Ages, or you can get that Genesis collection. It's like, they're there. Now, I think they're promising that these are going to be in widescreen. So, like, they always have a reason for you to buy them again. They're like, ooh, they're here and now in widescreen, like everybody wanted. And it's like, how many times am I going to buy this?
It's like, well, yeah, they confirmed that Sonic 3 and Knuckles will be in widescreen, even though it wasn't in the trailer.
Right.
And they're including Sonic CD, which I'm not a big fan of CD.
I did not know this.
I liked 3 and Knuckles a lot when I played it last year for the first time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. 3 and Knuckles is not enough for me to pick up that. What is it? Sonic. It's not
Origins,
Sonic Origins.
I think. Yeah, I think it is.
Title.
I think it is that on the nose, like that Assassin's Creed Origins kind of thing. I think it
nasty.
Is.
Nasty. I don't
if
like.
If they're
gonna
do that, they should at least give us a game about Dr. Ovi Kantobor and Sonic when he was a little brown hedgehog.
Oh,
yeah.
Just get deep into it.
Actually, that reminds me, they just released that like concept art in Sonic Boom that like one of the early ideas was going to be Sonic Origins. Hold on.
I saw this and I'm not a fan of those designs. I'm not a fan of those designs for Eggman.
Yeah, but also does this imply Sonic is immortal or it's
kind
of confusing.
Are we talking the Sonic Boom concept art
stuff? Hold
on,
I have to send it now because it's...
I have... That,
I like
I don't
them
know
in
the
general, but not
him.
For Eggman.
No, I don't think these fit the character at all. However, they're really good.
Yeah,
like
the
despite
designs
that,
of all of Boom are so good. Like
they really are.
They improved so many things that needed fixing for movement and animation. And that game, like regardless of rendering, and is the best animated Sonic figures, I think.
it's, if we're going to pivot a little bit and talk about this, it's interesting what they did with the Sonic characters that were hated, right? So when they made Sonic's arm blue, it's like Sonic Boom had to happen for everyone to move forward, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Sonic's arms became blue. And then in the movie, what color are his arms?
Blue.
Blue. But it's like, it might, I have no doubt that they sat there and tried the tan arms. Something didn't look right. Like, yeah. Again, I'm giving them a lot of credit because that first Sonic was terrible. But after that first Sonic, right, they had to have looked at it and been like, okay, let's try and do it. So it must not have looked right in 3D for whatever reason. It might just be a 2D
Yeah, well, I think it's because even his like flesh tummy. I'm sorry, I said that. Even his tummy is like fur in the movie, so they kind of had to cheat out for that. And I can't imagine that looking good, either naked or full fur, like tan colored fur. Totally. It just wouldn't work. And I'm totally fine with it. That art is adorable. I love movie Sonic.
But Boom got the bad stick of it. You know, like everybody hated Boom, so Sonic movie could run, basically.
Yeah. Ian, have you seen that video by, I think it's Playframe or New Frame Plus, about how animation in Sonic games has changed over the years?
Oh my gosh. So I was like, I was definitely looking at it. I'm full disclosure, right? I was looking at it and I rolled my eyes. I'm like, I don't want to see somebody nitpicking at the Sonic animation. Like, I'm not here for it. But then it was recommended to me so much that I was like, okay, I'll just open it up. And the guy's like, hey, here's all my credentials. Like, I'm actually like an animator and I actually know what I'm talking about. And I was like, oh, well, I'll watch this.
Yeah, unfortunately,
so I watched a chunk of it.
Yeah, it unfortunately gets lost, you know, because it has to have a catchy or an eye-catch thumbnail and, you know, has to have kind of a here's all my opinions kind of tone to get you to watch it, unfortunately. But, like, you know, buried under all that is a very, very good video. Yeah.
I like that guy a lot. He does really good videos all about game animation. Like, I think he did a couple on Overwatch. He's done some on Smash Bros., like, analyzing Mario and Link's movements and, like, showing how, like, the animation thought process goes. And he's been on, he has a Let's Plays channel where for the past like year or two, he's been playing through all the Kingdom Hearts games, just focusing
that's
on the story mode. I like him a lot. And yeah,
what's
that
his
video
name?
Is, I think his name is Dan, but
I meant what it says username.
The channel is either Playframe or New Frame Plus.
Yeah.
Perfect. You're the best. I am going to. I love a good YouTube essay. I will sit down and watch this. My one bummer is I did see someone critique the animation YouTube episode that he did. And full disclosure, I have only watched a chunk of it. But he didn't talk about the advanced games at all, or any of the portable games, which is insane.
No, he didn't. He focused on the console.
But it's already
it's
like a 2-hour video.
No, you're right. You're right. You know what? Insane.
On top, I think. Yeah, he says. Like,
insane was a tough word. Insane was definitely a tough word to use. Didn't mean that. I guess what I meant was some of the best Sonic acting comes from the Sonic Advance. There's a reason
Sonic
why Sprite
Battle.
Comics.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah.
Sonic Battle. Yeah.
Sprite comics were huge around the time these came out.
Yeah.
Why? Because they were so expressive and fun to use. Everybody used those
sprites. Well, all the, like, the fan-made fight videos on Newgrounds used the Advance and Battle sprites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're super, like,
expressive.
Super. I would argue probably the most expressive he ever is.
Yeah.
In the Advance game.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Having just booted them
awesome.
Up, like, big agree. I want to play Sonic Battle again now, because...
Oh man! Yeah,
they need a collection. They truly, truly,
all of the
truly
advanced
need a collection.
Games needs basically any handheld one. Yeah, all the handheld ones need like the collection. So back to Sonic Generations. I just had the Wikipedia entry open and I was looking at. I can share the picture. It's just the chemical plant zone difference, and I'm like, they really did a good job of. They're really grainy photos, but you get the idea. They really did a good job of. Like making you feel
job.
A totally different perspective from these.
Ugh.
Like
when
one of them feels like a classic platformer, you're having fun, you're going fast, and the other one feels like, oh shit, this place is huge.
When I found out during Chemical Plant, during the intro, right, where Sonic can just boom and you see all of like the twists of Chemical Plant that you recognize from the 2D one. And when I learned you could like jump on there and it was actually a shortcut.
Ooh.
Oh, there's Sonic Generations is the king of making you feel so good for finding shortcuts. In Unleashed,
yeah,
it was such a trial and error. Like, I wasn't even interested playing through Unleashed trying to find the shortcuts. I'm like, I'm barely getting through the levels as is. I am fine. In Generations, man, like, I played that demo over and over again of Green Hill trying to get a faster time. And, like, when I found out you could break the bridge and go underneath, fuck. Great. Awesome. It was amazing. And I'm sure Unleashed has those moments, but I feel like Generations nailed it a little more.
I'd say Unleashed has a lot more like long open stretches that make you feel fucking cool as hell for going super fast and using all of the boosts and stuff. But Generations has a lot of replay value. Like I know I'm probably going to like go back and like try and master the city escape level or try to master maybe not complete everything, but like try and just like get good at going as fast as possible in these levels, you know?
Yes. Because when you would try that in Unleashed, it was like, oh, I need to like dedicate my life to getting good at this level.
One of our previous guests, Cameron Trentalinge, frequently posts videos of Sonic Unleashed playthroughs of the day levels, and like he shows the best of that game. Like, he shows how that game should look and feel. But I could never play it that well.
It's so hard to get to that point.
It is. But yeah, Generations makes you feel good, like you said, for finding stuff. And makes you want to replay it. Like, and that's why I think the short and sweet works well, that it's only, like, 9 levels. Is because you want to go back and get it better at everything.
I think I would have liked it to be longer, but it is like they completely streamlined everything from Unleashed. Like I did play Unleashed again recently, and those daytime stages do have a lot of merit. I think people who shrug aside Unleashed because of its reception of the day is missing out on something special. However, it's so hard to get to the special moments that it is like Sonic fans only is kind of who I recommend Unleashed to.
Yeah.
Even though it has so many amazing elements that I'd like to see in future titles, Generations is the one where I'm like, you play this one. Like,
yeah, perfect way to get people into Sonic games.
Exactly. It's like, you just have fun. Everything is so dense. Like, even if this game didn't have a budget, they trick you. It seems so polished or it probably is so polished and just so full of life. And like, even like the museum and like the abilities that you can get and everything being a reference to itself. It just was like, oh my god, all these years of like playing Sonic feels like it mattered into like this one experience where like I feel like I have more knowledge than other people, you know? Like,
yeah, I just played this... the city escape level, and speaking of Easter eggs, there's wanted posters for Bean and
yes!
Yeah. I love little stuff like that. But like what you're saying though, like I totally agree that like this is such a good way to or what we were talking about, this is such a good way to introduce Sonic fans, because there's a bunch of new Sonic fans, young Sonic fans from the movie who had, you know,
totally.
Same way I was introduced. I only saw the supplementary media. I only saw the TV shows and comics, and I'm like, oh, there's games? So if there's a Sonic kid out there who, like, just saw the movie and, like, I like Sonic now, oh, there's video games? Which one do I play? Sonic Generations. No, like, hands down.
Christian, would you agree with that? What do you think of Sonic Generations that way?
I absolutely agree, because it's short, sweet, to the point. It's incredibly accessible, and it gives you a really nice historical showcase of the franchise, where it's like that whole game is just like a best of hits, pretty much. So if you want to introduce somebody to the series, that's the best way to do it, because you experience the history as you play through it.
And totally.
It's not even like best hits is a good explanation, but I almost want to say it's more celebration, because best hits, because it's not just here's all the ones that everyone likes on an album so we can sell another album. It's like, we loved these things. We know you love it. And here's it all together in a cleaned up package.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is, but to me, Unleashed, Generations, and Lost World all have this incredible visual polish that is so gorgeous and beautiful that, I don't know why, Forces completely dropped the ball on it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Dude, I totally feel that Nintendo deal that they made, right? Where after Generations, I believe, I could be having the timeline wrong, right? They made a Nintendo deal, and so like the next few games were on Nintendo. And I remember playing Generations, absolutely adoring it, and then hearing that the next one's Lost World. And I'm like, okay, great, I'm in. Like, mm-hmm. I loved Generations. Like, I had such a fun time. As long as it's like Generations, I'm in. And then having it completely betray what that was heartbreaking.
It was I wasn't trying to be like Mario Galaxy sort of like harder limitations didn't help either.
I played Lost World for the first time in 2019. And my opinion on that game is when the level design is good, it's great. When the level design is bad, it's horrible.
Dude, it has more lows than highs to me.
I completely agree with that. But I think the visuals are the best thing.
Yeah, it pops, like you said. Generations is just like when I started it up, I'm like, oh, this already feels better than any Sonic game I had played recently.
Dude, classic Sonic feels great in it. Like, yeah, he's not one for one, but I love how he plays in that game. I'm like, this is fine. Like, you can be different and still have it fun.
Yeah. Well, because it's there's two kind of like my mentalities when it comes to a great Sonic game is feeling fast rather than going fast. And I guess that kind of implies to controls as well, is feeling classic if you're going for specifically classic Sonic, feeling like classic Sonic rather than being the exact like copy.
Mm-hmm.
And they make you it really feels like the classic. And then I love the little animations classic Sonic has. His run is so adorable, and the little tap 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 of his feet.
They nail it.
It's so good.
Dude, they nail it.
He's going Mach speed, and it's just.
It's Sonic. Classic Sonic wasn't done dirty in this game. I think there are games where he's, because I totally get the sentiment now. Yeah, absolutely. Where they're like, oh, now he's Santiago, and nobody wants him, and I'm like. Yeah, fair. I definitely don't want him
Excuse
anymore.
Excuse me?
Oh, have you seen this?
No, I don't know what this is.
Well, there's the Sonic everyone thinks is cool, right? Like, there's, like, some Saturn concept art where, like, he still has the black eyes, but he's, like, a little taller kind of classic Sonic.
Yeah. It,
there's a classic Sonic of the era, right?
I believe that is was it the concept
art? Term?
No, because it's not the Satoshi Okino art, is it?
It could be. This is where I get tripped up. I never know what they're called or anything. But I guess, like, just the classic Sonic of the era versus now kind of pudgy, squat, like, light blue, kind of uncool Sonic that we have now. That's Santiago is what they call him.
Wow.
So it's part of the internal design contest that led to the... I can only find a grainy image right now, but this is the one... that it was the one in the top right, I think, is what
that's it.
Yeah.
Well, the top right is Oshima. Top left is
Okino.
No, top right is Uekawa. Bottom right is Oshima. Top left is Okino. Bottom left is the designer of Knuckles Chaotix.
Dude, the talent. The absolute talent on display.
Yeah.
The talented people who have touched Sonic. It's always so cool. Like, no wonder there's so many talented artists and musicians that come out of the Sonic fandom. It's because, like, so many cool people touched the franchise and inspired everybody else. Freaking rules.
I will make a controversial statement. I think, who's the modern Sonic designer? I always forget the names. Uekawa?
Yeah.
I think Uekawa's art is better now than it was at the time.
Ooh, okay, this is where we disagree.
Oh, I'm conflicted on that one.
Oh, then here we can listen to
But
let's listen to both arguments, because I'm super interested in this conversation. So, like, he's been doing a lot of Sonic Channel stuff recently, right? With, like, the kind of scratchy, kind of almost Sonic Riders kind of aesthetic, right? Where, like, the shading is done with a pencil.
It's like halfway between battle and adventure, and I love
there
this,
it is.
Like, this edginess.
Dude, here's my 3 cents about it. And again, this doesn't matter, but for fun, we're having a fun conversation. I think now he looks cleaned up. Like, yes, it's like a general sketchy style, but now this is the corporate Sonic that has gone through many revisions. Like, they measured out his spines. Like, this is Sonic the Hedgehog, which is great, and I love it. But the stuff from the Adventure era and then the Advance era, right, of like that 2D art where he was like getting his footing and just doing these wild poses they were throwing
so
him
bendy
in.
Yes,
bendy. It's just
the posing is definitely better from that era.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because it was so unique. Like, even if it didn't make sense, even if it was like, how does somebody theoretically do this? It looked cool enough to where I'm like, oh, I believe this.
He was very good at that. Here's how I'll describe it. The adventure era, yeah, like that kind of stuff, and the you know, the pose from Adventure, that those are stickers you'd put on your skateboard. The new ones The new ones are what they print on a skateboard from an official Sega skateboard.
You're right. Like, you're 1,000%
Wow, yeah, that's very accurate.
Wow. One slap on it and the other one came like that.
Dude, yes. That's, I have nothing else to say. Yeah. So you either prefer one or the other, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I think the posing though of Adventure Era, fantastic. I love the style he has come into recently, especially with coloring and shading.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the color palette he's been playing with.
A little muted, a little bit
now,
more.
Yeah. But God, the colors on his like Adventure Era. I love how bendy those shoes are. I love the highlights on the spines. I love the Nike smile. It's all so good. And a big artist I want to make a big recommendation that people check out. You're gonna have to cut this out because I have to refine the artist again.
You're good.
I'll talk about this while you're looking for it.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I've been really dipping my toe into like what the Sonic fans generally draw, and it's such the Sonic fandom is such like a self-serving community. It's such like a, well, if Sega won't give it to us, we'll just make it. It really is just like everything that you could want, you can find. And it also comes with the art. If you're like, oh, I really wish they like expounded on this one scene from the game, you can find it. And normally, most of the time, it's well done. And it's like, oh, crap.
I mean, some of the art you've been doing has been like really, really wonderful expansions of the adventure games. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was playing through those adventure games and I started thinking about a remake, which I don't want them to do. I don't want them to do a remake.
I want to port it, at least.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, dude, if they fleshed out some of this stuff, it could work. Like, this is not a dead story in the water. There's potential here.
Yeah. Christian, you said you found the artist?
Yes. Yeah, I found the artist, but Ian, I love your Sonic art so goddamn much.
Oh my god,
it is
so
good.
This is encouraging me to keep drawing it, so I really do appreciate it.
Please do.
The brushes using are great, by the way.
Ah, thank you guys.
I love how, like, again, like, very, very Uekawa style, how bendy and long you make his spines and stuff. The artist I found is on Twitter. They're at datoltoonie, Datoltoonie. They do their own, style for Sonic that very much harkens
back to
Uekawa.
I've seen them. They did some really cool... They did some really cool expressions
with the
recently,
eye,
didn't
yeah.
they? Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it was awesome. That's something I need to work on too. I saw those and I was like so inspired.
They
like,
should do this to Sonic's eye, add the little under shape, so you get the Mickey Mouse kind of situation more completed.
Yeah. No, it totally works.
So good. Yeah, please follow this artist. The work is very, very good.
Yeah, I absolutely adore how this Sonic looks. So expressive and cute.
Yeah,
this is definitely the vibe I got from Boom, too, this kind of expressiveness.
Which I always wonder how hard it is to do it in 3D. Because he's not... Yeah. Because in Boom, he's absolutely expressive, and I think Roger's lines do read through the character of Boom. Yeah. But he's not... Like, the 3D model isn't this expressive. Like, we're looking at a picture right now of a bunch of different Sonic expressions in 2D, and I always wonder... Because they use some Riders screenshots as an example, and the Riders, they get nutty with some of the things that they do there. Like, they are just clay models that they mold. So, like, obviously they can do it. I just wonder if there's just an interest in it. I wonder if they're like, no, he's posed enough.
They can do it too, you know, like, looking at Mitchell's vs. the Machine, Spider-Verse, we have the technology now to make 3D look cartoony and unique. Like, not just a 3D version of 2D, but, like, its own, you know, mixture and hybrid, but making that work in game engine is hard as shit. Like, they can make the cutscenes look like that for sure, but like in game will not look like that.
Yeah, no. Like one of the big limitations I think that comes with the Sonic character design is the side mouth.
Yeah.
Like, it works great in 2D. does not work great in 3D, in my opinion. And I made a tweet about this forever ago, but in Wreck-It Ralph, when Sonic turns his head as he talks, his mouth sort of moves around his muzzle to focus on the camera at all times. But like when he turns his head, his mouth will slide into the center and then go to the other side. And I think that works beautifully.
They do that on Leech, too.
But it's so not smart. It's not a thing you can do that smoothly in game. You would need something pretty advanced for that.
Well, you need the engine for Mickey's ears and Epic Mickey, so you always see the silhouette.
Pretty much.
That's what we need.
Like, yeah.
Anything else to say about Generations? We should wind down on the topic.
Yeah, I guess it's true. Well, I guess to kind of bridge the conversations a little bit, I did like the interactions that you got with all these characters, because the truth of it is, when Generations, you know, released, this was during the big push of like, okay, we only need to be focusing on Sonic.
Yes.
Here. We're getting a little crazy with all these characters. Like, Sonic's not really like the main character anymore. Like, we need to just make it him, which is a move that I think was smart. But now I think a lot of people miss these characters. So in Generations, when you're like talking to them again, I thought that was wonderful. The big misstep there, right? So every time you beat a level and you save one of your characters, they make a little quip of like, oh, Sonic, good to see you again. Or, oh, did you get shorter? And there's
cute
and turning. But it is like they didn't give Classic Sonic a voice, a move that I don't know is a mistake or not, because I just don't know what you would do with that other than giving him a character and then, I don't know, getting a Jaleel White equivalent, or you'd have to completely reinvent that character a little bit, which I get
the,
is a big
the Tom and Jerry thing, where only when he gets like hurt, it just like ouch!
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know if that was the right call, but for modern Sonic to not say anything in retaliation to these people, I did think was like a weird, like, do you know who this character is? Because
I never thought about that.
He's a talking fuck. Like,
yeah, he would have said something, you know, like, this is your chance to not only flesh out Sonic, but also the other characters, you know, and you don't have to make, you can have Classic Sonic pantomime if that's the direction you want to go in, but that did feel weird. Like, they have Roger, and Roger's a very capable voice actor. It's like, you could have done some really cute stuff here, but they didn't.
Yeah. Anything else for to add about Sonic Generations?
Christian, I want to know what you thought for final thoughts.
Oh boy. I really don't like the final boss fight. I think the final boss fight is really bad, and that looks like a homing shot. I love the music in this game.
Yes.
The remixes are great, and like one of my favorite tracks in this is the Act 2 for Crisis City. It's very good. The level's not great, but I really like the track.
The expanded City Escape music is really good. Not the remix for the Classic Sonic, but like there's like an expanded version of the original. Yeah.
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 Can I tell you something funny real quick?
Yes.
I was Kiana My Art, I was talking to her, and she was like, oh, I've been listening to a Sonic song recently. And I'm like, oh, what Sonic song? And she's like, oh, City Escape, classic version from Generations. And I'm like, what? You mean the one with the auto-tune in it?
So that Why is the one that is that at one? My at round one Burbank.
What? The classic version?
Only the classic version, but then there is regular Live and Learn and like some of the Sonic Colors stuff, but like, such a disappointment.
Yeah, it's got a song from Sonic Rush. It's got Reach for the Stars.
Cool.
It's
weird. I like Reach for the Stars. I'm fine with that.
We went, Christian and I went earlier with Christian's roommate Mike, and we played it. And there was definitely some disappointment when we found out it's like Act 2 version or Act 1 version.
I wonder, my finger's not on the pulse with that. I am like, oh, is the classic one more popular? I'm like, I like the normal take.
It's more poppy, so maybe it's more popular in Japan. So, we love a good butt rock in America. So
we do. We do. Sorry, Christian. Please continue. I wanted to keep hearing your.
Oh, man. I never thought about what you said, how Sonic doesn't have a reaction when he rescues his friends. Like, that's an extremely good point I never thought about. And a thing I have said several times is I want them to make Sonic's friends like an important part of the story again. Because, he's got such a huge cast, which I think really is what sets it apart from, like, Mario or something like that, is they've got all these different casts or characters with different colors and some different personalities. And
different potential
and different,
for different playstyles, yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I like that they had a lot of them come into this game, but I feel like there should have been a little bit more than just, like, oh, hey, thanks for saving me, Sonic.
Sonic does get a few cute poses afterwards. You know, like, he'll do, like, a shrug or something like that.
He is
I'm
a
like,
poser.
Cool.
Wait, I mean, well, not a poser, but he likes to pose. But yeah, there are a few things, obviously, that like I'm glad the things that like are subpar are those things versus like the actual play, the gameplay.
Yeah.
Because again, it definitely feels like they were crunched probably, but they were able to make the right choices and leave the lesser things on the cutting room floor.
Totally, 1000%.
Yeah,
agree.
Yeah, it's a really fun experience. Like no matter how many times
experience
I go back
is the
to
freaking
it.
Word. Yeah, like it's an experience. even if you don't like Sonic games in general, like it's an experience to see how they like made this wonderful love letter to
and also
everything.
Remember
before it.
When this game came out, this was when every game journalist was like, Sonic is back, this is the best one.
Yes.
And then, like, a year later, people were like, Sonic was never good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
bonkers.
Spin a wheel and see what people's mood on Sonic is today.
I love Sonic Generations. I love talking about Sonic Generations. Whenever I see somebody poo-poo Sonic Generations, I'm like, you weren't there.
You got to understand
what we went through to get to this point.
That I think that's a good place to sum up the topic at hand. Now we do a few segments. The first one is the blue blurb, which is just talking about Sonic news. If we want to talk about real quick, well, not real quick because we got a lot of news here. We have the Sonic Colors Ultimate was announced.
Yay!
I'm very excited. I never got to play this game when it came out.
What? Did you not own a Wii? Everybody had a Wii. Why didn't you get Sonic Colors?
I think because everyone told me it was bad.
What?
I was around that age where I'm like, I don't want to invest in something if everyone tells me it's bad. Like,
Christian, do you think it's bad? Do you like Sonic Colors?
Not at all.
No,
I
know now. I know better now.
It's good.
I didn't play it when it came out, just because like it wasn't one of the games I was going after. But my friend lent it to me like a year after it came out, and I played it and was like, "Oh, this is fantastic! I absolutely love it."
I get why they're remastering it.
I also agree. I get why they're doing it. I'm excited for it. Does Unleashed need to be on PC? Yes. Is that a harder sell? Absolutely. Like the IGN 3 that they gave it or whatever is still there. You know, like I have no doubt Sega execs are like, well, this one has the better reviews. Let's do that one. And I'm going to buy it and I'm going to play it again. And I'm going to love playing it again. You know,
it looks beautiful so far.
Yeah, it's a shame that Sega really like doesn't give a lot of attention to Unleashed. But when they just did the Summer Games Fest the other day, the segment of the Sonic Symphony that they showed was Unleashed. So it's like, oh, cool, they're using Unleashed to advertise this huge event they're doing for Sonic's birthday.
Which is
That's
crazy.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Ian, have you seen the bonuses that are coming with Colors Ultimate in Japan?
Wait, no, I thought we were going to talk about the gloves and stuff. Wait. No, what's the one that comes in Japan?
I will send you a link to the Ami Ami page, which is where I pre-ordered it. So in America, when we, or at least over here in North America probably, Sonic Colors Ultimate will be bundled with a Baby Sonic keychain. because they made way too many.
Absolutely, just way too many.
We know exactly what happened there. It's not even...
Japan, what they're getting is an art book filled with the little slice of life drawings from the Japanese Sonic Twitter,
along with a
CD of music for each picture and a little commemorative coin. No. I will send you the link because I already pre-ordered my copy on Ami Ami.
Give me the link.
What's great is the Switch is region free, so if you order the Switch copy, you can still play the game.
Every screen cap I see of the HD release, just it looks like Sonic and Wreck-It Ralph. Like it just looks so crisp and polished.
Dude, it's crazy. For the first thing, thank you, Christian. I am very interested in that. That art is gorgeous.
Yeah, of course.
I would love that. Second thing, it's nuts because Sonic Colors looks gorgeous on the Wii. Like if you go back, plug your Wii in and play Sonic Colors, you're gonna be like, oh, how did they do this? Like how did they make it look this good on Wii? To be quite honest. So probably is going to require him a lot of work to get it onto modern hardware. I understand that. But it was already, like, the base that they had to work with was already so strong. So I am very excited to see what they do with it. And then all of, like, the extra bells and whistles that they're throwing in there. You know, like Tails, more icons, the Metal Sonic mode and stuff like that. I'm like, you didn't need to do this. I'm like, I would have bought the game without it. So the fact that it's all here, I'm like, great. I do want to play it. So I'm in. I want to experience it.
In our group chat, I just sent the first link is to PS4, the second link is to the Switch version.
Hell yeah.
How cool. I'm pulling it up. I want to see.
Yeah. There's going to be some extra stuff. I believe Tails is going to be a support character. There's going to be mini games and all that. All the stuff you can usually find on Sonic Stadium's like news blog on Twitter, which has been super helpful for this podcast. So then we also have Sonic Rangers / Sonic Zap / Untitled New Sonic Game.
Let's go!
Oh, man. There's rumors that it's... we were talking about this before you came in the voice chat, Christian. There's rumors that it's going to be open world. I'm like, oh, I hope you are like a Freedom Fighters type group of Sonic Rangers. You go where the help is needed. You go fight Eggman and his outposts and stuff like that. Like, it feels... Like, I don't want to assume too much, because that is a mistake that a lot of Sonic fans make based on rumors and release dates and stuff like that.
Oh, I've been there. Yep, yeah. I get it.
But
my term pipe Rangers, dream.
Yeah, definitely yeah, feels
my
like...
my pipe dream... sorry.
Go ahead. No, you, the term Rangers definitely feels like a Freedom Fighters type approach to story and world.
Like, my pipe dream, my pie in the sky, is that they will follow up on whatever is happening in the IDW comics. Like, yes. They actually sync those together, because the IDW comics pick up after Forces, so it's technically canon. But I think it would be cool if the comics sort of lead up into whatever the story in this upcoming game is.
I think it'd be cool if just they got Ian Flynn to write it. Like, what if he's been sitting on that? Like...
My dream is that they get Tyson in there and they get Ian Flynn in there.
Yes.
That's my dream. I'm like, I trust everything that man does.
Sonic has been Sonic has been an international development effort since Adventure 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no reason not to get some of the
I would love to see it.
Creators.
However, this is the logical part of me talking. I think they're going to leave the IDW comics high and dry. I think they're like, okay, they're going to be like, okay, figure it out. And they're going to have to, and they will, and they'll probably do it with aplomb. I think it probably won't be connected to Forces in any way, shape, or form. I think it'll be like its own little thing. But I believe like a lot of what the leaks are saying. Like, I do think it's going to be Breath of the Wild inspired, which I think is a good thing. I'm all for. Everyone has always wanted an open world Sonic. Like, after playing Sonic Utopia or whatever, and you just see like Green Hill fully realized in a 3D space. Who doesn't want that? You know. So if they can find a way. Just to bring it into something recent, like, I've been playing Ratchet and Clank, and there's parts of that game, no spoilers, of course, but there's parts of that game where the map... Huh?
I want to play it, but I don't have a PS5.
Oh, it's so... When you find a PS5 on the street or whatever, pick it up, buy Ratchet and Clank, it's really good. But there's a part of it where, like, the map just opens up to you. They're like, okay, go do these things, and the map just opens up to you, and the level design is made in a way to, like, encourage you to go to different spots, but also to fit Ratchet's moveset, you know? So it doesn't need to be crazy tons of loops and all these different things. Like, they can still kind of keep it contained but still feeling fun to move around as Sonic. So I do hope they find that balance, because after experiencing it in a game that came out recently, I'm like, oh, this is possible. Like, this can happen. Like, Sonic can do this. I wonder if this is the game where they execute it, because then my worry is like, okay, so let's say Sonic Rangers comes out and they do drop the ball. Like, maybe there's promise, but like they didn't have the time, resources, whatever to get it done. Do they then completely drop the idea for the next game and do something else and reinvent the wheel again? You know, like, this is a very interesting game, because we're also in a very interesting time for Sonic. And I'm interested to see more. I can't say I'm excited to, but
interesting.
I have a lot of questions.
It's the way to be pensive about it. So
Sean, I like a thing you've been saying recently, saying how Sonic is sort of becoming less of a game character and more of like a multimedia character.
I'm fine with that, because he's a better character, I think, and concept than he is specifically a game. Like, the games can be good. Not saying don't focus on the games, but. I like him as a character, and I'm happy to see him anywhere in any form.
Agreed.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer him in games. That's my favorite version of Sonic to absorb, is the games. Like, I of course, absorb everything. And the movies are slowly getting up there. I'm excited to see more about the second one. What we've seen, anyway, I'm like, oh, Let's go. Like, I'm in, baby.
So there's a few more news pieces, but I'll skip over them because we got to finish up soon.
Yeah, I'm a little time crunch. This has been a joy.
I'm going to ask you, we have two regular segments after this. One is Drop in Rings, where we either talk about Sonic products or I share a Sonic product with you and you have to guess the price on if you want it. Or there's Sonic at Sonic, where I am drafting up a letter to Sonic Burger as to why they have never done a chili dog crossover, cross-promotion thing, because they sell chili dogs and Sonic loves chili dogs.
Oh my God! Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna go with the merchandise one, but then you guys are gonna have me on again, and we'll do the.
Oh yeah,
one.
You are welcome anytime. Okay, so first off, we just have to talk about the Sonic Ice. Like,
yes, we do. We do.
What happened here? Like the range of art they have pulled from is like, and I know it's just because they need to see Sonic from the side, but this looks like a Sonic X promo.
Dude, here's the thing. Here's the thing about it. I love seeing Sonic's three spikes. Like, I know in the IDW comics they probably have some jurisdiction of what they need to do, like model sheets and stuff. But they always draw the modern Sonic in the way of you don't always see the three spikes. You see at least two.
Yes.
Which is fine and great. I have no doubt it's very hard to draw him in three dimensions. And make it convincing and make like the panel layouts engaging in that way. I totally get that. But for me, I always want to see his three spikes. I think that silhouette is the cleanest. I think it's the coolest. That's always what I want to see. So when the King Ice, right, they're like, here are like these bedazzled keychains with all the characters on it, and Sonic's got his three spikes. I'm like, this is the Sonic I want. Will I spend $150 on it? I don't know, but it's cool.
God, some fucking Uncut Gems bullshit. This is like,
oh my God.
It's so good, but it's so bad at the same time.
I love it. Anyone who buys it has my respect.
Yes. Tails' eyes are so like kawaii. That's the best way I can describe it.
The depth on shadow is the most impressive. Like there is some like good 3D work here. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm kind of shocked. I think Knuckles is the weakest one out of them.
Yeah.
Because he just looks like his model, and his model looks a little gummy to me. So I'm like, okay. But it still looks great. I don't have a huge problem with any of these. Will I buy them? I don't know. But if I see someone, if one of my friends bought one of these and came over with it, I think I'd be jealous, to be quite honest. I think I'd be like, wait, I should have bought one.
I'd try to steal it from them. Okay, so I do have one product for you to guess the price of. It is a Sonic the Hedgehog license, a speed license.
What? Hold on, wait for the picture to load. I can't wait to see this. Like a what? This is real?
It's just like a weird eBay item.
Why does Sonic look like he's made of denim?
I don't know, but
he does. He looks like jeans. Like,
you know, like when you go to conventions and there's like, oh, you could buy like a Shield ID card or
I
like,
have that.
Yeah, stuff like
the Shield badge.
I think it's one of those. It's just been being sold on eBay. Now, how much would you pay for this? Let me rephrase that. Do you want this? How much did you pay for it? And how much do you think it is?
Oof. First, I'm going to comment on it. He lives on 42 Chili Dog Way, which is
Christmas
insane.
Island.
It's just his interest. Like,
he's
looking at his
weight. He's specifically 77 pounds.
there's a lot of like, is he?
Well, it doesn't say pounds. It's a 77.
Yeah.
We don't know what the unit of measurement is.
Yeah, we don't know.
Now, date of birth is the first game release, but that implies that he's a one-year-old baby, less than a one-year-old baby in the first game. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, this is ridiculous. Okay, so what was the first question? I'll answer them.
Want this?
No, I don't want this.
Well, if you did, how much would you pay for it?
Ooh, like $3?
How much do you think it actually is? Yeah.
Okay, now how much do I think it actually is?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I think if I had this and I was trying to sell it and I didn't know anything about Sonic fans, I think I'd put it for like $15. I think I'd be like, here's a $15 license.
All right, it's right in the middle. It is $7.
Perfect. Oh, thank God. If it actually was $15, I'd be like, who's buying this?
All right. All right, it was a very, very short drop in rings, but thank you for joining us for that. Let us get into plugs. Thank you once again for joining us to talk about Sonic Generations. This has been an honor. It's a blast. So much fun. Please promote your work. Where can people find you and all that?
Yes. First thing, thank you guys so much for having me. This is just a joy. I'm like glowing. It is just fun to just shoot the shit and just talk about Sonic. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. Just a bunch of nerds talking about what they want to talk about. This is so much fun. yeah, plug my stuff. I'm starting on a new job soon, so I'll announce like the show I'm on, but it's a preschool show. So if you have any kids, come by and watch a Looney Tunes preschool show. That'll be fun.
Congrats. And then,
yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, that'll. It's always scary to talk about it because it's like, oh, well, I haven't signed a contract yet, but I think it's happening. So yeah, that'll be cool. So if you don't see anything about that, well, you know what happened.
I can
but
cut
if you
it
do,
out if need be, too.
Oh, perfect. No, it's fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah, so I'll be working on a new project soon. But in terms of what I'm doing, I post Sonic Doodles pretty often and just other video game related news. Right now it's E3. If you need someone to talk to talk about E3 with, I'll be here. Leave a comment, whatever. At the Fantastic Ian. But anyway, thank you guys so much for having me. This has been so much fun. Happy
yeah,
Sonic.
Of course. It was an absolute blast. You can go ahead, Kristen. You put
oh,
your stuff
yeah.
there.
Yay. I'm at @C_Dobbins on Twitter, @C_Dobbins_Art on Instagram. I'm drawing a lot of Sonic lately. Also,
yeah. We love that. We'd love to see it.
And you can find me at @Sean8YourSon, S-E-A, and the number 8 URSON. And I, you know, write stuff sometimes. I stream at the same handle on Twitch. I've been streaming Kingdom Hearts Thursdays and Saturdays, and we stream sometimes for the podcast. We're going to try and do that more. And you can buy some stickers my wife and I made. They're the pinned tweet on my Twitter. And you can follow the podcast at @SonicPod. And we'll post all the photos and stuff we talked about here. And this has been a blast. Thank you so much for joining us. Our sign-off is the bad Tails line read at the end of Adventure 2. We all did it together. So if you want to join us, if you want to join us in that, we'll sign off with that. Okay, on 3, 2, 1. We all
did it together.